All right. Last time we spoke about the chashivus of appreciating the chashivus haTorah, and how basically our whole survival and the golus that took place, the first churban and so forth, really boiled down to a lack of chashivus haTorah. And we thought that what would be appropriate would be to discuss a little bit the chashivus. What's taka so choshuv about this Torah that we have? And this could be discussed from many different perspectives. So I'd like to start just with one. And that is, we live in a world. There's billions of people in this world. I don't remember the number. 8 billion, 10 billion. I don't know where it's gone. Maybe it's, I don't know what it is. Whatever it is, it's big numbers. And the most critical question of everybody in this world is, what are we doing here? Those that believe they're here by accident really have it rough, because if I'm an accident, then I don't even have a purpose being here. It's very, very degrading to think that I go through this world without any purpose. I'm here for naught. I'm here for no purpose whatsoever. But the critical issue in life is really, what's my purpose? If I have a purpose, I can feel good about myself, and that makes me happy. If I have a purpose, I could know what I'm doing in my life. My life has meaning. I have a goal because I know what my purpose is. If I have no idea what my purpose is, it's really like, I don't know if life is worth living. It's even worse today than it used to be, because until 200 years ago or 100 and whenever Darwin was, everybody knew that there was a creator. So there was a purpose. They may not have known what the purpose was, but at least if they knew there's a purpose, there's hope. Search for the purpose. Climb the top of the mountains. Go to India. Go to the Himalayas. Go here. Go there. Look. Search. Maybe by the end of your life, you'll find the purpose, and it will not all have been not to naught. Today, there are people that believe that they're just by accident. If there's accident, there is no purpose. If there is no purpose, it's all over. Ashreinu matoiv chelkeinu. That we have a manual which tells us the purpose for which we exist in the world. Ashreinu matoiv chelkeinu. That this manual was authored directly, dictated verbatim to Moshe Rabbeinu, who wrote it down, by the Creator Himself. Ashreinu matoiv chelkeinu, that it was done in a public forum so that everybody knows the Borei Olam, the Creator, spoke to us and revealed the purpose for creation. He identified Himself as the perpetrator of all the miracles in Mitzrayim, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, and then explained the purpose for it all. Ashreinu matoiv chelkeinu, that He appointed the official spokesman and teacher and Novi, Moshe Rabbeinu, also b'fnei am ve'edo, in front of multitudes, millions of people, the entire nation, so that everybody knows that Moshe Rabbeinu is the official spokesman, and we can trust verbatim the text that Moshe Rabbeinu has written for us, that this is Moshe mipi ha'gvura, comes directly from the dictation of the Borei Olam. Ashreinu matoiv chelkeinu, that text was passed down from generation to generation without changes, thousands of years, read publicly, copied from one scroll to another scroll to another scroll to another scroll, and kept in its identical, authentic version as was dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu from the Borei Olam. So if we want to know an aspect of the Chashivus HaTorah, we're talking about knowing the purpose for which we were created, which is the ultimate life enhancer, which is the ultimate source of happiness, which gives life the ultimate meaning, and which gives us a guidance and a direction and a path to go in life without ke'iver ba'afelo, just like blind men in the dark, that not having any sense of where am I going. So it's a very powerful thing. We also have to know, Ashreinu matoiv chelkeinu, that this Torah was given to us with a Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh, because without it, the document can't be read. This document is a joke. without a Torah Shmoppe because you don't know how to read one word. You know, there's Lamed this, Yechayev Melocha, if you do Melocha on Shabbos, but you have no idea what Melocha is. You're supposed to do Shechita Kasher Tzivisicha, but it doesn't tell us what the Shechita is. The Teretz says there's a Teretz Shabbat, which was also passed down from generation to generation with a Mesoira, passed from one generation to the next, wasn't written down originally, and therefore had to be studied and memorized and put together by groups of Talmidim. Eventually, Rabbeinu HaKodesh saw that with the Golos, there's a danger. So he found a heter, a slasus, lashem, heferu, terosecho, to write it down. But it was preserved throughout the generations. All of the dearest, the greatest minds of all of history, of Jewish history, which are the greatest minds of history, spent their day and night, their lives being meisa nefesh for the study and the perpetuation and the teaching and the passing on of Torah. So ashreinu matoiv chelkeinu. Memela, I think when it comes to the chashivas ha-Torah, what could be more choshuv than knowing literally from the Creator himself the purpose for which we were created? So I think this alone gives it a certain sense of, wow, this is important stuff. However, we have to realize just one more point, and that is this is not only the directives to lead the good life that the Creator has directed us, but it's the value systems. It's the truths of creation. If we're studying at Echod Ne'emah B'Yisurin, so we say, like, what does that have to do with life and with this? Well, it does have to do with halacha. It has to do with whether you're allowed to eat certain things and what have you. But it has something more to do. It has to do with the definition of truth. Can we rely? How much can we rely? For what do we rely on this Eid Echod to speak? So all of the values of truth and justice and right and wrong are all throughout, they permeate the entire Torah. So we have not only the directive and the purpose for living, but we have the values of the Creator himself. We mentioned a couple of weeks ago that we learned from mitzvahs ha-Torah, from his nagus of the Torah, we actually learn how the values of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yaakov Avinu said when he separated, in this parsha, when he separated his wives and his children, he said to the Rabbeinu Shalalem, according to the Medrash, he says, Rabbeinu Shalalem, in the Torah it says, Oysev es benoi lo yisishchatu b'yom echod, you're not permitting us to shech the mother and its offspring on the same day. You certainly are not going to let, Yaakov, you're not going to be, you will certainly be true to your value system that you commanded and instructed us with, that you're not going to let Yaakov destroy my wives and my children in the same day, because that would go against your value system. And we learn from the mitzvah HaTorah the true values of life, the true value systems of the Bnei Olam. And this certainly is one dimension of the Chashivus HaTorah. So now the question arises about in Torah Shebaal Peh, we have machlekes, we have difference of opinion. And if we're talking about knowing what our true purpose is and how we're supposed to live our lives, then it raises the question of what about difference of opinion? Shammai said you make Kiddush, Mekadesh Shabbos Friday night, and then you make Bar Priya Gofen. And Beis Hillel, or Hillel, the Mishnah said you have to make Bar Priya Gofen, like we do, and then Mekadesh Shabbos. Who's right? Which one does the Rabbeinu Shalalem want? Which one fits with the purpose of creation? How am I fulfilling the divine directive if there's a difference of opinion? And when you tell me, Eilu v'eilu divrei Elokim chayim, in a sense, you complicate it even more. Because you say, not only do I have a suffix, I don't know which one to do, but in a sense you're insinuating that, as the Gemara asks, "V'chiika sveika klape shmayo," Hashem also has a suffix. The Gemara says "elu v'elu," but what does it mean? Where? What he wants both? He wants what's going on? So I would like to offer an insight into this, which there are many, and there are many ways to deal with this issue. I'd like to suggest one, which I think is really adds up, and that is as follows. I heard, and I've said this over many times, from the Nevardik Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Yankov Yafin. He said the Yerushalmi in Brochis, I think it's Daf Ches, has a shaila about whether Talmud Torah, whether in learning, he's talking about Kosvei Tefillin or Mezuzos, which are also involved in learning, whether they're potter from mitzvahs. Whether you say Oisik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah, by Talmud Torah. Normally we say by two mitzvahs, if you're Oisik in one. If you're being a Shemra Aveda, then you're potter from the giving the pruta. But here, by Talmud Torah, it seems pashtus is it doesn't apply, because Talmud Torah is for the purpose of learning, and Talmud Torah, if you're a potter from mitzvahs, then you never do mitzvahs, because you're always supposed to learn. So there's a question whether it applies to Talmud Torah or not. So the Yerushalmi says as follows, didn't Rab Shimma bar Yochoi sit in the sukkah, or do lulav, one of the sukkahs, the mitzvahs? Didn't, and then it continues immediately, didn't Rab Shimma bar Yochoi hold that haloi mit shloya manas laso is noyach loy shol nivro? One who learns, not Almanas, not for the purpose of doing the mitzvahs, he would have been better off not being created. The tachlis of creation is to learn almanas lasois, or to do the mitzvahs, it would seem. And therefore, if you learn shaloi almanas lasois, not to do the mitzvahs, you would have been better off not being created, because you're not fulfilling the purpose of creation. So Rabbi Yaffan asked the question. He said, what's going on over here? He says, Rab Shimon bar Yochoi sat in the sukkah because aloy min almanas lasois noyach loy shenoy nivro? Rab Shimon bar Yochai should sit in the sukkah, as the Torah says, "Besukkas teishvu shivas yomim." Rab Shimon bar Yochai terosim nosa is only potur from tefillah, because either because of the it's drabonon, or because it's rachamim, and therefore it's he's learning, he's potur, but not potur from mitzvahs. There's no such thing as a isik terosim nosa is potur from mitzvahs. So he said the pshat is like this: be'etzem, the learning is everything. And really, if a person would be learning all the time, he should be potter from mitzvahs. Should be. Except, then his learning would not be almanas lasois, and that would be the greatest chesaron. If the learning could be almanas lasois, then we'd be potter from the mitzvahs. But if you don't do the mitzvahs, the learning is not almanas lasois. Memela, Rab Shimon bar Yochai was mechuyev in mitzvahs kedei that his learning should be almanas lasois. So he says, it comes out that the mitzvahs are a mila in the Torah. Really, if you're learning, you should be potter from mitzvahs. Because all the shleimus and all the values and the directives and the dveikus bashem and all of the goals of elevating us and making us worthy of all the gifts and rewards Hashem wants to give us will come from the learning. That's how choshev the Torah is. But it wouldn't be almanas lasois. And if it wouldn't be almanas lasois, that would be a tremendous chisoron. Because the ikar has to be that I'm learning almanas lasois. If I could learn almanas lasois and not do the mitzvahs, I'd still be potter for the mitzvahs. But since it's impossible, because if you're not doing the mitzvahs, it's not almanas lasois, therefore Rav Shimon bar Yochai had to do the mitzvahs. So it comes out that the learning is the ikar thing, and the mitzvahs is almanas lasois. So I suggest as follows. What was Shammai and Hillel supposed to do? They learned the sugya. They learned the sugya of kiddush on Shabbos. What were they supposed to do? Okay, now we have a shaila. What do we do? Well, I learned the whole sugya. I learned it well. I have a Rebbe who taught me Shmaya Batalion, taught me the basics of learning. They taught me how to learn. They gave me smicha, maybe, I don't know, whatever. And I'm worthy, I'm royal lekach, I know how to learn, and be masik shmaitza, ali b'dhilchus, I know how to conclude a halacha. Fine. So now Shammai learned the sugya, and he came out with the conclusion, according to my learning, Yimachuyev, to make Makadisha Shabbos, and then Bore Priya Gofen. Hillel learned the same sugya and said, according to my learning, Yimachuyev, to make Bore Priya Gofen, and then Makadisha Shabbos. So what's going on here? So the truth of the matter is like this. It doesn't matter. By the Rebbeinu Shalalem, Eilu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim. Because the tachlis is to learn the sugyas ha-Torah almanas lasois in order to be masik shmaitza liba de ilchasa. And to the one who's roi lekach, who's higia lohira, and he can make that decision, he can come to that conclusion, and he comes to the conclusion, he's mechuyev to learn almanas lasois and to be meshabed himself to follow the results, the psak, the conclusion that he gets from his learning. So Hillel was mechuyev because of the way he learned the sugya to make the Bore Priya Gofen first. And Shammai was mechuyev because of the way he learned the sugya to make the Mekadosh HaShabbos first. And the Iker is that they learned the Teiras Hashem almanas lasois. What is this almanas lasois if the lasois itself doesn't make such a difference? So to that I would suggest as follows. That, and here is a concept I'm bringing from someplace else altogether. And it's a have to, you know, have to agree with the comparison. At the end of Parshas Bahar, there's a special pasuk. It says Avodaihem, that it is, and the Sifri learns that the pasuk is telling, is a special directive to a Jew that was sold to a goy to be a slave, that he still has to keep the mitzvahs, because avodaihem v'loy avodim l'avodim. Even though he was sold as an eved to a goy, he stole or he became poor, and Bezdin sold him, or he sold himself to a goy, but you're still mechuyev mitzvahs. And the Rashi brings the lashon of the Sifri, shaloi toimar, ma rabbi oivid avodah zorah afani kamoyu. My master is an idol worshiper, afani kamoyu. Ma rabbi shefech domim, afani kamoyu. My master is a murderer, I'll do just like him. Ma rabbi mechal shabbos, afani kamoyu. I want to be just like him. Talmud loimer, avodaihem v'lo avodim la'avodim. You can't follow what your master does. I ask you a question. What's going on over here? His master, the goy doesn't treat him like an eved ivri. If he has only one pillow, he gives it to him. I'm sure that's not what happens. And he's mishabed him. He works hard. He can do whatever. He owns him. He sold himself to him, or he best and sold him to him. And he says, oh, my master does this. I want to do it too. And Melan Chilul Shabbos is the worst, because at least if he wasn't Mechal Shabbos, he wouldn't have to work on Shabbos, you know? Like this, the master can get him to work Shabbos too. Ma Rabbi Mechal Shabbos, afani kamoyu. The Teretz is that, and here is what I'm bringing from a different psychology and applying it over here. The Teretz is there is a psychology, even in modern psychology, they have a word for it too, that when a person is Meshubit, then he wants to identify with the Meshabed. When I am under the directive, when I am obligated, when I am the Eved, or I am the one who is obligated to follow your directives, then not only do I follow your directives, I have this craving to be like you. I have this craving to emulate you. So I would like to suggest, it's a suggestion, that maybe the pshat is like this, that when a person learns Almanas Lasois, so it really doesn't matter the conclusion that he comes to. That's, again, not a tos. Shammai and Hillel both knew what conclusions to come to. They had difference of opinion. Each person looks at things differently. There is room, lefi, the sheirish nishmoson, the sforim say, to look at things from a different perspective. There are different perspectives. And my perspective came out that Bori Priyak often comes first, and his perspective came out that the Bori Priyak often comes last. That's fine. But I learnt, and I was mishabed myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever directive comes out, whatever the conclusion comes out from his Torah, that is what I obligate myself to do. And I will forevermore make the Bar Priya Gofen before the Mekadosh Shabbos. And I came to the conclusion that it's the other way around, and I will forevermore make the Mekadosh Shabbos before the Bar Priya Gofen. Both people are mishabed themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and have elevated themselves to this craving to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is really the ultimate tachlis of the Bria. Because the ultimate tachlis is dveikus b'Hashem, to be nenemiz of Hashchina. A person is supposed to make himself godly, mahu rachu mafato rachu, mahu chanun mafato chanun, and then he can be dovuk b'Hashem and to be nenemiz of Hashchina and achieve the ultimate, be roi for it and capable of it, with the schus for it and the ability to appreciate it, to be nenemiz of Hashchina, which is the tachlis, the greatest chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to do. So machleikis really is not the point. There's nothing wrong with the machlekes. If the machlekes emanates from a legitimate, knowledgeable, sincere, amelistic, with amelis and with patience and with tefillah and everything, learning a sugya, then the result that I come out with, either way, is good by the Rebbeinu Shalom, because the result was a person who has mishabed himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which elevates him to the highest levels of Dveikus Hashem.